Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Oh, I was just about to open my mail. Let's see here. What do we got? Oh, here's a letter with no return address. Wonder who it's from. Well, I guess I could just open it up and see. Oh, it's the old rat on the envelope trick. Oh, you know, practical jokes can be a lot of fun unless they get out of hand or don't quite turn out the way we expect. That's what today's adventure is all about. You see, there's been a rash of practical jokes going on around here, and we haven't quite figured out who's responsible yet. But we do know this. Nobody's safe. So stay tuned and we'll find out who this prankster is when our adventure in Odyssey begins right after this.
Hey, you over there, come check out this super cool secret club. Well, it's not really a secret. Actually, I'm trying to tell everybody about it because it's so amazing. It's the Adventures in Odyssey Club. You'll get access to over 1,000 episodes. Some of them are even club exclusives. You'll also get behind-the-scenes content and devotionals and games and a free subscription to Focus on the Family's Clubhouse magazine and... Oh, sorry. I'll slow down now. I just get so excited talking about the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Head over to adventuresinodyssey.com.
There are many kinds of jokes. Some you do, like practical jokes, but some you tell, like funny stories. And that's the type Officer Orion is in the middle of right now. In fact, he's been trying to tell this joke all day long. Maybe he'll do better this time.
So there's these two hunters, see, and one of them had a bird dog. Well, they were out there by the lake, and they spotted some ducks. So the owner of the dog fired, dropped a duck into the lake, and ordered the hound to go get it. Now the dog runs over to the edge of the water, sniffs, and then walks across the top of the lake and retrieves the duck. The owner was amazed. He brought down another duck, and again, the dog walked across the top of the water to get it. Well, the owner turned to his friend, beaming with pride, and says, "Notice anything special about me dog?" Now, here comes the punchline, Tom. You're going to love this.
Well, I'm ready, yeah.
All right. The friend turns back, and he says...
I'm sorry, Patrick. I was just trying to get Tom's drink ready.
Hi, everyone. What's going on?
Oh, Patrick here was just telling me a joke while I wait for Whit to finish making my malt.
And speaking of which, here it is. A chocolate strawberry banana malted. Ta-da!
Oh, boy. My favorite. You know I haven't had one of these in years. Well, down the hatch.
Shillelaghs and shamrocks. If that's how you react to your favorite drink, I'd hate to see how you feel about one you don't like.
What's the matter, Mr. Riley? Don't you like it?
Oh, well, somehow that's not quite the way I remember it tasting.
Well, no wonder. There's something... What is this? Someone put yeast in my malt container.
Well, I'm sorry about the mess, Whit.
Oh, believe me, I'd have done the same thing. Well, I better clean it up. Kurt, would you hand me that squeegee bottle?
Sure, here it is.
Uh-huh, thanks. What in the... Nothing's coming out.
Oh, well, maybe it's jam. Here, let me try it.
Okay. Usually all it takes is a little pressure on the trigger and... Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Whit. It just sort of came out.
Funny, very funny. Well, looks like we have a practical joker amongst us.
Leaping leprechauns. I love a good practical joke. You know, we pull them on each other at the station all the time. One of me favorites is when you take a whistle and... Say, where is me whistle?
It's right here. It got kind of messy from Mr. Riley's malt, so I cleaned it up for you.
Thank you, Kurt, me lad. Anyway, you take a whistle, sneak up behind somebody, and give a good blow.
So, it's you, Kurt.
Oh, now, don't give me a lecture, Mr. Whittaker. It was just a couple of practical jokes.
I'm not going to lecture you. I think practical jokes are fine, as long as they aren't cruel and nobody gets hurt.
Well, I didn't hurt anybody, did I?
Oh, no. These were harmless. And I have to admit, they're pretty funny, too.
Yeah. There's only one problem with pranks, though, Kurt.
What's that?
Well, they tend to be retaliatory.
But Mr. Whitaker just said that they were harmless.
No, no. What I mean is that when you have a prank pulled on you, well, you kind of want to return the favor.
Well, I don't have to worry about anybody getting back at me.
Oh? And why not?
Knowledge. I know all the pranks there are to know.
Oh, really? Do you now? All of them?
Yep. I'm the best practical joker around here, so I know right away when someone's trying to pull one on me.
Oh, is that so? Well, you know, Kurt, the trouble with being the best at something is that someone's always coming along trying to prove that you aren't.
Like I said, I don't have to worry about that, because no one is better at practical jokes than Kurt Stevens.
Well, I for one believe you, Kurt.
You do?
Yes, I do. In fact, I'd like to shake your hand. Put her here.
Well, thanks, Mr. Whitaker. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Thought you could fool me, didn't you? Let me see your hand.
My hand? But why?
Come on, come on.
Oh, gee. All right. Gee. Here.
Oh, look at there.
Well, kiss my face and call me a Blarney Stone. A joy buzzer. Wit, I don't know.
One touch from this and zit.
Well, you can't blame a man for trying.
It was a good attempt. Just not good enough.
Well, like I said, Kurt, you pull enough practical jokes on people, sooner or later they're going to want to pull one on you.
Yeah. Looks like I'm really going to have to be on my guard from now on.
What was that?
Psst, Connie, down here, behind the end of the counter.
What in the world? Lucy, what are you doing down there?
Shh, not so loud. I don't want Kurt to know I'm here.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
Because I want to talk to Mr. Whitaker.
I don't think Kurt will mind if you talk to Whit, Lucy.
No, no, I mean I don't want him to know that I'm talking to Mr. Whitaker.
Oh. Well, you don't have to worry about that. He's not here.
Mr. Whitaker?
No, Kurt.
He isn't?
Mm-mm. I saw him leave about an hour ago.
Oh, that's good. All the sneaking around was getting hard on my knees.
Lucy, why the secrecy? If you can tell me, that is.
Yeah, I can tell you. See, Kurt's birthday is this Sunday, and I thought Mr. Whitaker might have some ideas on how to make it special.
Oh, I see. And you think if Kurt sees you talking to Whit, he might become suspicious?
Either that or he'll come over and join the conversation. Well, so where is Mr. Whitaker anyway?
Oh, he's in the library with Tom Riley. Come on, I'll walk you over.
Okay.
Want to do something for Kurt's birthday? Well, that's very nice of you, Lucy.
Sometimes Kurt's a pain, but he is a good friend. So do you have any ideas?
Well, I don't know. Tom, what do you think?
Well, I suppose you've ruled out a surprise party.
I thought about it, but it seems kind of common.
Oh, it doesn't have to be. There are ways to make a party special, you know.
You mean like a theme party or something?
Well,
I like that. Well, what kind of a theme?
Well, my barn's sitting empty right now. How about having a good old-fashioned hoedown?
Yeah, we could have hay rides and rope swings and play country music.
And I'll provide the ice cream.
And we got plenty of apples left over from last harvest. You can have all you can eat.
Oh, what do you say, Lucy?
Sounds good. But I think I'm going to need some help with the planning and everything.
That's what I'm here for.
Great. But we have to make sure we keep it a secret. You know how good Kurt is at finding things out.
Well, we're sure not going to tell anybody.
Yep, mum's the word.
Mum.
Good. Oh, I just thought of a problem.
What, Lucy?
How do we get Kurt out there without blowing the whistle? I mean, he doesn't exactly go to your farm a lot, Mr. Riley. The minute anybody mentions it, he's bound to know something's up.
I got an idea. Go ahead and tell him there's a party going on at my barn. Just leave out the fact that it's a surprise party for him.
I've got an even better idea.
What?
Let's have it on Saturday. And just to make sure, we'll tell Kurt to be there at 4 and everybody else to be there at 3.
Yeah, that's good. You can get him out there and still keep the real reason a secret. What do you think, Lucy?
It's great. Thank you all so much for your help.
Well, there'll be time for thanks later. Right now, we've got some planning to do. Come on.
Well, now, it's been a while since we had a party. This should be fun.
Yes, it should.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, I was just thinking. You recall that little conversation we had with Kurt this morning about practical jokes?
Yeah.
Remember how he looked when he left?
Well, pretty paranoid.
Yeah. So, How do you think he'll react when someone walks up out of the blue and invites him to a party that's held at a place where he never goes?
He'll think somebody's trying to get back at him for pulling a practical joke. Oh, that's rich. But you think we ought to tell him?
And ruin the surprise? Oh, not a chance. Kurt's been pulling a lot of practical jokes lately. Might do him some good to be on the receiving end of one of them for a change.
Especially one he created.
Yeah. I think what we should do is just let this one play itself out. Not help it along, but not hinder it either.
Sounds like a solid decision.
Besides, all of this is just a big what if. It could be nothing will happen. Nothing at all.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You really believe that?
Not a word of it.
Me neither.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Connie.
Oh, hi, Kurt.
Have you seen Lucy?
Lucy?
Yeah, you know, short brown hair, about so tall, cute voice. Lucy. She's always here around this time.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was in earlier, and she left.
She did? Why? Was she sick or something?
No. She said she just had some things to do.
Things?
Yeah, you know, things. She left you this, though.
What is it?
An envelope.
I can see that. What's in it?
Open it and find out.
Wait a minute. Something weird's going on here. First, Lucy isn't where she usually is, and then she leaves me a letter of some sort. She's trying to pull a prank on me.
Don't be ridiculous. Lucy, why would she want to pull a prank on you?
Stranger things have happened.
Aw, come on, Kurt.
Oh, yeah? Well, if you don't think so, then you open it.
But it's addressed to you.
So, I'm giving you permission. Open it.
Oh, brother. All right, I'll prove to you it's no prank. There, satisfied?
No. Open it all the way, so you can see inside.
All right. See? I told you Lucy wouldn't pull any pranks. Now here.
It's a card of some sort.
Well, it looks like an invitation.
You are cordially invited to a good old-fashioned hoedown, 4 p.m. this coming Saturday at Tom Riley's barn. Dress is very casual.
Well, I guess Lucy's throwing a party at the Riley barn.
A party? Did you get one of these?
As a matter of fact, I did. That's how I knew it wasn't a prank. Excuse me, Kurt, I have to get that.
A party? Something's not right here. Why would Lucy just throw a party out of the blue? And why in Mr. Riley's barn?
Well. Hello there, Kurt.
Huh? Oh, hi, Officer Orion.
Oh, listen, I tried that bubble prank on the Sarge. He loved it. Thanks a million.
Oh, you're welcome.
Are you all right, Kurt?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm just thinking.
Ah, and do these thoughts have anything to do with this piece of paper in your hand there?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they do.
What is it anyway?
An invitation, a very suspicious invitation.
Ooh, and what makes it so suspicious?
Is to a party Lucy's having at Mr. Riley's barn.
Ooh, and that's suspicious?
It is when you consider that the invitation came right out of the blue, and that the party is being held at a place she never goes.
Ah, yes, that sounds suspicious indeed.
This feels like a setup to me.
Ooh, a setup?
Yeah, Mr. Riley warned me that sooner or later people might want to get back at me for all the pranks I've pulled on them.
Mm.
But what makes this so weird, though, is that I've never pulled a prank on Lucy.
Well, it's a well-known principle that the best practical jokes usually come from the place you least expect them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Lucy, Lucy, Lucy. I never thought you'd get mixed up in something like this. What do you think I should do?
Well, Kurt, another well-known principle is the best defense is a good offense.
You know, you're right. Thanks, Officer Orion. See you later.
Where are you going, Kurt?
To plan my offense. 4 o'clock at the Riley barn on Saturday, huh? Sure, I'll be there, Lucy. Only I'm going to be a lot earlier than you think.
Uh-oh. What's Kurt up to? We'll find out when our adventure in Odyssey continues right after this.
Missing gold? A haunted mansion? Bank robbers? Young Whit is on the case.
My dad says I'm clever and resourceful.
Read all about his adventures in the Young Whit book series. These 5 books are filled with exciting tales that are perfect for kids ages 10 and up.
It's a long story.
Your kids will love these exciting stories, and they'll learn important lessons about God, too.
Ha! I told you we'd find treasure in here.
Learn more at youngwit.com. That's youngwit.com.
The stories we hear help shape who we are. The right stories teach us to be brave, to be kind to others, to be godly people. These are the kinds of stories your children hear with each episode of Adventures in Odyssey audio dramas. And your kids can hear as many great stories as they want with an Adventures in Odyssey club membership. When you join the club, you'll get access to over 1,000 faith-building episodes, including episodes you can only hear as a member. You'll get access to devotionals, games, comics, and other fun activities. Keep giving them stories that will live in their hearts forever. Teach them to be wise like Whit, to be compassionate like Connie, to hold on to the biblical values they learn, even when you're not there to remind them. Try a membership for 14 days to see if it's right for your family. Go to AdventuresInOdyssey.com to start your free trial. That's AdventuresInOdyssey.com.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at AdventuresInOdyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
And now, back to today's adventure.
Whit's End.
Whit, this is Tom.
Oh, hello, Tom. What's up?
Well, I just saw Kurt Stevens running across the back field towards the barn.
Really? Well, it's only 10. He's getting an early start.
Well, he probably figures he has a lot to do in there. You reckon it's time we sort of intervened?
Yeah, when Kurt starts to sabotage your barn, I suppose we've let it play out long enough, huh?
I figured you'd say that. I already started up my generator.
Yeah, I can hear it in the background.
He won't be able to hear any cars approach above the noise.
Good. Is there anything in there he can get hurt on?
Oh, no. The only things I left were a few strategically placed odds and ends. He won't be able to rig anything on the doors, so we should be able to get in okay. You going to talk to the girls?
Yeah, they're both here. We'll have plenty of time to put our plan into effect.
Okay. I'll call you if anything changes. Bye.
Bye, Tom. Connie. Lucy.
Yeah, Whit?
Could you come in here for a minute, please? I want to talk to you both.
Sure, okay.
Mr. Whitaker.
Kurt, will you ever learn?
What's up?
Oh, come on over and sit down. Need to tell you a few things about what's happening today.
You mean the party?
Yeah. There's going to be a slight change in plans.
I wonder why Mr. Riley started up that generator. Oh, well, it'll cover up any noise I'll make. Now, let's see. What do we have here? Oh, a keg of molasses. How nice. Plenty of rope. Good. Chicken feathers all over the floor. Wonderful. A couple of buckets and an indoor trough. Oh, Mr. Riley, this couldn't have been better if you'd set it all up for me. I can't wait to see their faces. All right, time to go to work.
And that brings us up to the present.
I can't believe it. I mean, Kurt thinks this whole thing is one big practical joke?
Yep.
Incredible.
You said it. I have a good mind to call up everybody and cancel the whole thing. Just let Kurt sit in that barn the whole night.
Good idea.
Well, you can cancel it if you want, but Tom and I have sort of come up with a plan that'll hopefully teach Kurt a lesson. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, you had the right idea, Lucy, when you mentioned calling everyone. See? What we want to do is give the folks a call and then tell them.
Just pull this over here and there. All done. When I let go of these ropes, a whole waterfall of soupy molasses and chicken feathers comes pouring down on my unsuspecting victims. I got done just in time. It's 10 to 3. They should be coming in real soon. 325. Where are they? Oh, I wish I could see outside. Why did I rig this stuff so I'd have to stand at the back of the barn? They'll be here soon. They gotta be. Three forty-five. I've been holding these ropes for almost an hour. Come on, you guys. Four ten. What's going on here? Wait, the generator stopped. That must mean something. But what? I've got to take a look outside. There's a crack in the door. I've just got to get to it. Well, ropes, it's time to do some stretching. Come on, just a little more. A little more. Almost to the door. Almost there.
Who's in there?
Oh, yuck.
Well, now, look at here, Whit. This is just about the biggest chicken I have ever seen.
Yeah, or is it a turkey?
Yeah.
I'm neither one. It's me, Kurt Stevens.
Kurt? For goodness sake.
Well, now, would you mind telling me just what you were doing in my barn?
I came for the party, the hoedown.
Oh, and I guess you decided to dress up in a costume to fit the mood. Is that it?
No, not exactly.
Well, you must not have got word that the hoedown was canceled.
Canceled?
Canceled.
No, nobody told me.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Of course, even if they had told you, I get the feeling you're probably so busy cooking up practical jokes, you wouldn't have heard about the cancellation anyway. Isn't that true?
Well, maybe.
Well, come on out of there. Let's go up to the house and get you cleaned up.
This stuff is really sticky.
Yeah, and tomorrow it'll be dry and probably a lot harder to clean up off my barn floor, too. But I know you'll do a good job.
Oh, great. That's it. I'm never going to pull another practical joke again as long as I live.
Would you care to shake on that?
Sure. Mr. Whitaker!
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Well, step up on the porch. You know, you really do make a nice-looking chicken.
Thanks a lot. How embarrassing. I'm glad none of my friends can see me like this.
Well, go on inside now.
Surprise! What is this? You said the hoedown was canceled.
The hoedown was canceled?
Yeah, this is a surprise birthday party for you.
But my birthday's not until tomorrow.
That's what makes it such a surprise.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday.
We gotcha.
Looks like Kurt learned a lesson about pranks the hard way. If you're a practical joker, I have a scripture you should keep in mind. Philippians 2, verses 3 through 4. Don't be selfish or live to make a good impression. Instead, be humble and think of others as better than yourself. Don't just think about your own interests, but about the interests of others, too. In other words, if you want to play a practical joke on someone, make sure they'll enjoy it as much as you. And if you have any doubts, talk to your parents. They know what it's like to have fun, and they can also help you avoid hurting someone's feelings. And that's the best kind of joke. And speaking of jokes, remember the one Officer Orion tried to tell at the beginning of the episode? Well, even though he didn't get a chance to finish the joke, you will. I want you to write down a punchline and send it to me here in Odyssey. And maybe I'll read the best ones on the air in a later episode. Now, just in case you didn't catch the joke earlier, here's Officer Orion telling it again.
So there's these two hunters, see, and one of them had a bird dog. Well, they were out there by the lake, and they spotted some ducks. So the owner of the dog fired, dropped a duck into the lake, and ordered the hound to go get it. Now the dog runs over to the edge of the water, sniffs, and then walks across the top of the lake and retrieves the duck. The owner was amazed. He brought down another duck, and again the dog walked across the top of the water to get it. Well, the owner turned to his friend, beaming with pride, and says, "Notice anything special about me dog?" Now, here comes the punchline, Tom. You're going to love this.
Well, I'm ready, yeah.
All right. The friend turns back and he says,
"Got it?"
Good. Now write down your punchline and send it to Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, B6B4G3. And when you write, don't forget to ask about how you can get a copy of this broadcast. Just mention today's date in your card or letter. The address, once again, is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to focus on the family. Pranks for the Memories was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.